Good evening once again, and welcome to the Jazz Scene. This is Mac Moore, your host each Thursday and Sunday evening, bringing you the very finest sounds from WJMA in the world of jazz. And tonight we are featuring big band sounds from the 40s, Artie Shaw and his group, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Harry James and his orchestra, Stan Kenton, Woody Herman, and several others if we have time. To get us underway tonight, here is the Harry James Band back in 1939, recorded late in 39, a song that became very popular during the 40s. Harry James and Count Basie's 2 O'Clock Jump. Harry James Band in 1939, late 1939, with Count Basie's very popular 2 O'Clock Jump. Coming up now, a little change of pace. We'll be back with Harry James a little later. Here is the Artie Shaw Band a year later, 1940, with one of the distinctive sounds of the 40s, Artie Shaw and his orchestra and Frenesy. Thank you. Fine Artie Shaw Band in 1940, early 1940, with Frenzy. For a little more of a change of pace now, here is the Gene Krupa Trio, around the same time, a couple of years later, with Gene Krupa, of course, on drums, Teddy Napoleon piano, the great Charlie Ventura playing tenor, Gene Krupa, and Dark Eyes. Gene Krupa Trio and Dark Eyes. Gene Krupa drums, Teddy Napoleon piano, and Charlie Ventura playing tenor. Coming up now for another change of pace. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, 1941, late 1941, with one of the jukebox favorites of that time, and all during the 40s, A String of Pearls. Glenn Miller. Thank you. Very fine Glenn Miller band in late 1941, String of Pearls. So far tonight on the jazz scene, we've heard from the Harry James Band with 2 o'clock Jump, Count Basie's song, Artie Shaw and Fennessy, the Gene Krupa Trio, Dark Eyes, Glenn Miller and his band, 1941, String of Pearls. Now, moving up a few years, 1945, here's the first heard, Woody Herman and his group, March 1st, 1945. The same group that cut Apple Honey, Caledonia, Wild Root, Your Father's Mustache. Here they are with a little romp stomp version of Northwest Passage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woody Herman and the Third Herd, recorded live at Basin Street West, San Francisco, 1965, a piece that was very popular in the 40s on the jazz scene, Northwest Passage. Coming up now is the not quite so frantic vein, it's the Tommy Dorsey Band, 1944, a little piece called Opus 1, Cy Oliver. Fine Tommy Dorsey Band in 1944 with Cy Oliver's Opus 1. And to take us to the halfway point tonight, here is the Stan Kenton Band, a couple of years later, with one of Gene Roland's compositions, a very beautiful thing called Opus in Beige. Stan the Man, Stan Kenton. Stan Kenton and his orchestra with Gene Roland composition Opus in Beige. You're listening to the Jazz Scene on WJMA AM or FM in Orange, Virginia, and I'm Mac Moore, your host each Thursday and Sunday evening. So far tonight on the Jazz Scene, we've heard from Harry James and his band, 2 o'clock Jump, Artie Shaw, very popular Frenesi, Gene Krupa, Dark Eyes with the trio, Glenn Miller, String of Pearls, Tommy Dorsey, Opus 1, Woody Herman Band, an updated version of Northwest Passage and the great Stan Kenton Band, Opus in Beige. Tonight we're featuring sounds from the 40s, big band sounds, and in the same vein now, here is the very fine trumpet of Harry James, his own composition, and one of the nicest things he ever wrote, I ever recorded, a little piece called Ultra. Harry James. Harry James Band with his own composition, Ultra. And moving right along now, here is Gene Krupa once again. His big band, late 40s, the national anthem of jazz, Morgan Lewis and Nancy Hamilton's How High the Moon. Gene Krupa. Fantastic sounds from the late Gene Krupa, one of the finest drummers, of course, up until the 50s and 60s. Died a few years ago. How High the Moon, Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis's very fine composition. As long as we have the Krupa Band with us tonight, let's go ahead and hear just a little bit of Boogie Blues, Gene Krupa. Thank you.
blossom shining through the trees. Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your arms look lonesome when your baby bags up to leave? Said I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby of mine. Said I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby of mine. But something tells me he's not coming back this time. Would like to go to the country, can't take you. We're going up to the country, can't take you. Nothing up there a man like you could do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I holler, ooh, a hot dog. Love that man better than I do myself. But I'm all alone, all alone on the shelf, on the shelf.
Gene Krupa and the Band, Anita O'Day singing Boogie Blues. First we heard How High the Moon and Boogie Blues by the Gene Krupa Band. And no session of the music of the 40s would be complete without the jukebox favorite, perhaps, of all time. Recorded in 1938, Artie Shaw's rendition of Cole Porter's Begin the Begin.
Thank you.
Showing his band with Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Here's Ziggy Ullman now with his own composition. The words were written by Johnny Mercer, and the angels sing. Popular songs of the 40s, although it was recorded late 1938, December 28, 1938, Ziggy Ullman and his band with his own composition, and the angels sang. The words there, incidentally, were by Johnny Mercer. Coming up now is the Harry James Band again with a very young vocalist at the time, very popular tune, Dick Hames, and I'll Get By, Harry James.
As long as I won't complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you.
Dick Ames is with the Harry James Band, and I'll get by for a change of pace now, and to lead us up to our last piece here is the Glenn Miller Band, 1939, and In the Mood.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller Band, In the Mood, in 1939. And to take us up to closing time tonight, here is Harry James one more time, also in 1939, September 17th. For the next 2 minutes and 56 seconds, sit back and hear a very, very young Frank Sinatra with Harry James and his orchestra, All or Nothing at All.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing. Nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no. Nothing at
Fantastic sounds by the Harry James Band. Vocal there, of course, by Frank Sinatra. Very early recording, very young Frank Sinatra. And that about does it for tonight on the jazz scene. Tonight we featured sounds from the 1940s, big band sounds mostly. Harry James and his orchestra, 2 o'clock Jump, Artie Shaw, Frenesy, Gene Krupa, the trio, Dark Eyes, Glenn Miller, String of Pearls, Tommy Dorsey, Opus 1, the Woody Herman Band, Northwest Passage, Stan Kenton, Opus in Beige. The second half of the program, we heard Harry James and Ultra, Gene Krupa, How High the Moon, and Boogie Blues, Artie Shaw's Band, and Begin the Begin, Ziggy Ullman, and The Angels Sing, Harry James with Dick Hames, I'll Get By, Glenn Miller in the Mood, and Harry James One More Time with Frank Sinatra, and All or Nothing at All. Until next week, this is Mac Moore for the Jazz Scene and WJMA saying good night and thanks for listening.
Thank you.